If you've been on any social media in the past few weeks, and especially if you've been on TikTok, you've probably heard of Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo.
Driver's License.
Driver's License.
Driver's License. Driver's License.
If not, Driver's License, Rodrigo's debut single, has been number one on the Billboard charts since its debut 3 weeks ago. Rodrigo herself had somewhat of a following before Driver's License from her work on Disney Plus's High School Musical, The Series, but wasn't widely known. So how has Driver's License risen to fame so quickly? What's so appealing about it?
I like the lyrics. Like, it's just like a fun song to like listen to while like you're driving or something. Like, it's just like one of those like classic scream at the top of your lungs while you're driving songs.
It's catchy, but not in the way that like Thank You Next maybe would be more, and like other popular songs like that, versus it's, I feel like with Driver's License, it's more like the concept and like the words that just make everyone like feel some type of way, you know? It's more like the relatability of it.
I think I first heard the song on TikTok and I started getting tons of videos about it on my For You page. And I honestly don't know if I've ever listened to the song fully through. It's always just been kind of like clips, but I feel like I just know it so well because it's come up so many times. And yeah, I like the song. I think I should start listening to it because it's just so like culturally relevant right now, like with the crazy streams on Spotify and everything.
Those are Northwestern students Ashna Patel, Lena Souter, and Audrey Huddleman. And they, like many, first heard the song on the popular video app TikTok. In fact, that's where almost every single person I interviewed heard the song for the first time.
On TikTok.
On TikTok.
On TikTok.
After going viral on the platform, Driver's License and Olivia Rodrigo have been skyrocketed to new heights. There are now 1.7 million TikTok videos using the song, all posted in the past month. Some are reaction videos of people crying to the pop ballad, some are dances, and some are even covers of the song reimagined from other points of view. Like TikTok user Spoiled Mel's version from the ex love interest.
All my friends, they hate me for what I did to you. I feel so sorry about it, cause the last thing that I wanted was to break.
And Jeremy Crawford's version from the Driver's License itself.
You finally took the test and got me, just like you always talked about. Did well at stopping and at parking, made all your friends and family proud.
It's not the first time TikTok has helped new artists break records either. Recall Lil Nas X's Old Town Road from just a few years back. Now the longest running number one song on the Billboard charts. According to second year student Jackson Hugel, the app has actually changed his music habits.
Anywhere from 25 to 50% of the music that I sought out in the last year was because I heard it first on TikTok.
He isn't alone either. Take a quick scroll through Apple Music or Spotify's top 50 music list, and you'll find a plethora of songs that are also trending on TikTok, with Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License right at the top. Driver's License is expected to continue topping the charts, rivaling records of popular songs like Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. So it's doubtful this will be the last you hear of Rodrigo. For WNUR News, I'm Helen Bradshaw.